Today, we're uncovering the silent enemy of many healers and holistic practitioners, self-doubt. It's that whispering voice you hear in your mind, questioning your ability to impact and make a difference. This self-doubt casts a dark shadow over you and your healing light. What if I told you that this doubt also creates a barrier between you and the profound healing you're truly capable of? Join me as I explore the hidden crevices in the mind of a self-doubting healer and confront those insecurities to free your limitless healer from within. Stay tuned to embark on this transformative journey together. Welcome to Physics-Powered Healing, where we bridge the gap between science and spirituality, transforming skepticism into belief. If you've ever felt misunderstood or undervalued for your healing gifts, this is the place for you. Unlike most healing podcasts out there, we believe integrating quantum physics with energy healing is essential to achieving profound and long-lasting transformation in your healing practice. Join me, Dr. Anastasia Choplis, a physicist turned energy healer, to explore the scientific underpinnings of energy healing and make the mystical measurable. Welcome back. Please share this podcast with someone you know after you enjoy this episode. Today, I cover a common yet potent barrier in our healing efforts, self-doubt or self-sabotage. Even now, after all these years of success, when I sit quietly pondering the concept of healing others, a huge wave of doubt might crash over me. Am I doing something even real? Am I really capable of transforming someone just by reaching my energetic hands into the quantum field and make a few adjustments? Seems impossible sometimes. Remember, my worldview is colored by the fact that I spent over 4 decades as a physicist in the lab, as a researcher, and in front of students as a professor. I clearly remember my first significant healing. It wasn't like one of those that if I failed, the person would continue to have a headache or need to take blood pressure medication. Those are certainly not fatal. This particular case was a matter of life and death. The doctors had given up on him, saying he wouldn't live out the week with a traumatic brain injury he had just suffered. My mom asked me to help this man in his 50s, the son of one of her closest friends. I started getting nervous right as soon as she asked. Imagine the enormity of having someone's life in your hands. I asked myself, who do I think I am to take this on? This was a time in my life when the whispers of doubt nearly drowned out my confidence in healing. As I looked at this comatose man I had known since he was a child, immobilized in his bed so his broken bones could heal, I was really overwhelmed. He was also hooked up to monitors with dials and lights, some of which were ringing an alarm. But then I took a deep breath and focused on him. Then I heard a different voice in my head that felt outside myself. It answered that question of who did I think I was. I clearly heard, "If not you, then who?" Then I realized I had just gotten in my own way, that my fears were just illusions. Stay with me as I deconstruct why they came up for me and often for many other healers. Have you ever had those self-doubting thoughts? It's quite common. First, let's consider what they do to you and your healing skills, then where they come from, and last, what you can do to overcome them. Self-doubt is not only low energy, it's self-fulfilling. It's a curse that you put upon yourself. But the self-doubt is a lie. It's just like saying, I can't afford that, or my back is killing me. These are surely untruths, and they lower your energy. As your frequency or energy drops, your ability to move energy diminishes, meaning that your healing is less effective. I've discovered in working with so many healers, they are especially prone to self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Why? Not that many years ago, anyone who showed a remarkable intuition or healing skill was declared a witch, then tortured or burned to death, often publicly. historically, it sent healers into hiding. We've inherited that energy. Far religious right people, even today, declare what we do as insidious, telling us that parts of our healing process are forbidden in the Bible, or worse, that it came from the devil. It might make you want to run and hide. Being empathic makes it that much more difficult because the blast of negative emotions coming your way. That's the why. Here are the strategies that help me and other healers overcome this doubt and shift the narrative going on in our head. Many of these will be reminders for you. First off, keep practicing your energy hygiene. It shores up your energy field to protect you from the negative opinions and emotions of others. It acts as a shield or mirror to bounce off that low energy. Choosing the right color for the edge of your field can filter out the low-frequency energy as shown by scientific experiments. Get into the habit of doing something for yourself every morning, no matter what. It takes more energy to remember to do something than it does to actually do it. Getting in the habit of doing self-care and hygiene every day saves you the energy of remembering. Second, take care of yourself first so you're able to help more people. Don't succumb to the never-ending demands you might receive from people you know and expect it for free. You will grow to resent them and neglect your self-care, which is essential to keep you in that place of joy and wanting to make a difference. Third, practice energy healing every day, either on you, your animals, or someone else. The best way to grow your confidence is success. One way I've practiced is to approach people that complained of something within earshot, wherever I was. I asked if I could help them with that and told them I was a healing student that needed practice. They usually said yes. This way, I got to watch people improve before my eyes. And last, let go. It's easier than you think. When you focus on the job at hand, just like I did in the healing I mentioned earlier, that focus keeps you from thinking about your self-doubt. For example, have you ever focused on a project such as creating an art piece or learn a new skill? The time flew, didn't it? You may have forgotten your surroundings, your hunger, and even discomfort because you were so engrossed in the process. Healing is much the same way. I also let go of expectations when I worked on the gentleman I mentioned earlier. Then I could hear, see, and feel what I needed to facilitate a successful healing. And yes, he woke up from his coma better than ever and is still doing well a decade later. Every healer has their own unique talents and gifts, including you. Embrace yours. Thank you for joining today's episode on conquering self-doubt to release your true healing potential. When you're ready to dive deeper and embrace your inner healer fully, connect with me off air. Download the free energy hygiene healing audio at scientifichealer.com/wakeupbrain. Did this message resonate with you? If yes, please subscribe to my channel, share it with a fellow healer, and give it a thumbs up or 5-star rating, and even review it to let others know about physics-powered healing. Next time, we'll explore the struggle to attract new healing clients, where I'll explain how the characteristics of highly sensitive and often introverted healers might interfere with drawing in healing clients, and what you can do about it. Thank you for tuning in to Physics Powered Healing. You'll find resources and show notes on our website at physicspoweredhealing.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming a powerful, healthy, and confident healer. Remember, your healing gifts are so needed in this world.